from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history, showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
Pittsburgh was good for me all the way around. I never miss a beat.
I was born and raised in Bell Suver.
Money don't make a happy man.
I wasn't born in
a happy man can go and make some money.
The fact that we had to go to black schools, couldn't eat in a restaurant.
To shine. And I shine with my mind, and I stay on my grind.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Weston White Jr., age 27 at the time of this interview.
Date of birth is December 10th, 1988. I was fortunate, had my mom and my dad. So my mom, my dad, my little sister too. The four of us in the house growing up together. It was a real close household. We basically like best friends to one another. My family itself has been in Northview for longer than I can remember. I lived in Northview for pretty much all my life. My parents still live up there. Going back to my grandparents lived up there. So it's a decent amount of my family is from Northview. One way or another, like I said, my grandparents were from Northview. My parents, I had aunts, uncles, cousins. Every limb on the family tree basically lived up Northview. I loved it. I mean, most people would say they're ashamed whenever they go outside of Northview to say that's where they're from. Me, I say it all the time. I'm a person that overcame those obstacles to get where I am today. So I would never hide that from anybody. It was a lot of fun. I mean, we had a lot of activities going on from sports, arts. I mean, the rec was definitely a place that we always went to. Always something going on. Every sport you can name or imagine, it was going on. Whether it's soccer, basketball, baseball, football, it was always there. So you lean on each other. Like, we always came together as one. So everybody just stuck together. It was a lot of involvement, a lot of activities going on. My biggest goal, once I got into like middle school, I knew I wanted to go to college. And I didn't know too many people that actually went to college and graduated. I mean, there's some people that went for a year and quit or whatever the case, but I knew that was my biggest goal, was to attend a college and to graduate to get my degree. People think having high grades or doing good in school is taken away from social life. And that ain't the case. Because getting into college, I played sports. I played baseball and I lost a lot of offers because my academics weren't above that 3.0 threshold. It was close. I was at like a 2.8. But if I would have got that 3.0, I could have done a lot more things. Growing up in that neighborhood and what I was used to, I feel y'all been skipped by that part. Like, you guys have missed out on that opportunity for real, as far as the involvement in those programs. So if we can get that back to having things going on year round in the neighborhood, that's my biggest goal. I still got friends, or I've been around friends that have been in jail, that have been killed, lost their lives one way or another, whether it was being incarcerated or obviously passing, getting killed at a younger age due to violence. But maintaining that path and not following, that's the biggest thing, man. It's so easy to get caught up in what your friends are doing. My dad worked in the rec center, which helped out. I was up there every single day, and being around him, even when I go home, that was my biggest mentor. But just pretty much everyone involved around Northview, from the other workers at the rec to older people that lived up Northview, close to the family, I take on as much as I can. I'll listen to any and everybody that want to give advice, because you can't get to where you're going. People give advice because of the things that they've been through and the obstacles that they had to overcome. So I'm never too good to listen to somebody that's willing to give advice. Live your life the way that you want it to be, not because somebody else is doing it, not because you think it's cool, not because it's what you see on TV. Talk to yourself. Look yourself in the mirror. And if you can honestly say that you're happy with what you created, then that's a life worthwhile. But just overcoming that whole peer pressure thing, you can't put a measure on that. Stay true to yourself at the end of the day and follow the path that you want to make for yourself. Another one of my biggest thing that I always say to younger people is serve your purpose. I mean, there's too many people living today that don't know what they want out of life. Find what you're good at, what you want to excel at, and what you want your life to be. Do everything in your power to accomplish that. Because once our life is done, it's done. At the end of the day, if anyone had something to say about me, it would be that I really cared about my community and making lives better for the younger youth.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers David Freeman, Nasheed Goodwine, and Lamont Johnson. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.